You're listening to the Simple Truth Radio Show. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God and can be heard Monday through Friday on this station or worldwide on the internet where it's archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details. Well, welcome back to the Biblical Law Series and the tremendous amount of ignorance on this subject that we are debunking. Biblical Law. Let's take a look at Leviticus chapter 10, verse 8. Then the Lord spoke to Aaron, saying, "Do not drink wine or intoxicating drink. You nor your sons with you, when you go into the tabernacle of meeting, lest you die." When couldn't they drink wine? When you go into the tabernacle of meeting, lest you die. It shall be a statute forever throughout your generations, that you may distinguish between holy and unholy, between unclean and clean, and that you may teach the children of Israel all the statutes which the Lord has spoken to them by the hand of Moses. So here, very simple. When the priests were on duty, they couldn't drink. Why? Because it would impair their ability to distinguish between holy and unholy, and unclean and clean, so that they had a clear mind, so that they could teach all the children of Israel all the statutes which the Lord has spoken to them by the hand of Moses. So that's why they couldn't drink. So today, you got whole denominations like Baptist and Seventh-day Adventist, and the devil's brew is alcohol. You can't let it touch your lips. They want to ignore the fact that Jesus' first miracle at one of his siblings' wedding was to turn water into wine, and it was high-quality wine. You want to ignore that and say, oh, no, you can't touch. It is a sin to be a drunk anytime. That's a glutton. Gluttony is a sin. It is not a sin to drink a glass of wine. Oh, shocker, shocker. Grab your chest. Have a heart attack. Call 911. See, the ministers today, they're impaired. They can't distinguish between clean and unclean, holy and unholy. They can't teach all the statutes of the Lord to the children of Israel. They can't do that today because they're completely 100% ignorant on it. And it's a shame. It's a crying shame. They add and delete things from the Bible. Curses for doing that in both in Deuteronomy and Revelation. I shall not add to nor take away. It's a commandment from God. They add to and they take away. What a shame. Malachi 2:7, "For the lips of a priest should keep knowledge, and people should seek the law from his mouth, for he is the messenger of the Lord of hosts. But you have departed from the way. You have caused many to stumble at the law. You have corrupted the covenant of Levi, says the Lord of hosts. Therefore, I also have made you contemptible and base before all the people, because you have not kept my ways, but shown partiality in the law." God condemned the religious leaders for not teaching the law correctly, for showing partiality in it, for not teaching the people. He was very angry when they did that. He condemned them. He punished them. And when the children of Israel bought into those lies and followed those lies, they all were punished and they all went into captivity. Don't go into captivity. Obey God. Is God working with and calling you? Do you want to learn the truth? The Seventh-day Church of God is the only place in East Tennessee you can go to hear it. Come next Sabbath. Time is running short. The views of this show are not necessarily the views of this station. It's produced outside of government control and censorship under the First Amendment. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God in Knoxville, Tennessee, and is archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details.